This is the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast for the latest Indiana farm news and weather and a look at the markets as well. I'm Andy Eubank. The HAT podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Greg Allen joins me with news today, including a look at the upcoming 2026 Commodity Classic, which is celebrating its 30th year, and a program through the Purdue Extension 4-H that helps seniors, senior citizens, that is. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's Indiana Farm Forecast details the big change we've seen in weather across the Midwest, and corn, beans, and wheat Friday sold off the day after Christmas. We'll have Brian Basting market analysis on the HAT Monday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
A sneak peek at Commodity Classic and A Matter of Balance. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. Come February, there will be a 30-year celebration of the largest farmer-led and farmer-focused event in the U.S. Andy Eubank explains.
Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio at the end of February for three full days of programming in the Early Riser, Learning Center, and What's New sessions, in addition to over 400 exhibitors on two levels of the massive trade show.
Commodity Classic is kind of like that highlight of the year for the industry to get together, for growers to understand and learn more about what they're doing, you know, what's on the cutting edge, what the industry is, like, you know, trending towards.
That's First Vice President of National Corn Growers Association, Matt Frostick. Classic is organized by members of NCGA, along with American Soybean Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, National Sorghum Producers, and the Association of Equipment Manufacturers.
The committee does a great job of putting a great venue together and having a great experience. And it's always been a great experience. You bring back knowledge to your farm that you can use, and just the ability to talk and learn from other farmers in the room is so important. A lot of great industry leaders that will be there that you can touch base with or learn from. And just kind of feel the pulse and the way of the future is there.
Talk to almost any farmer who has attended in the past, and they'll tell you they like the access to important people available at the trade show exhibits.
So that's one of the cool things about Classic is the industry businesses, companies, they bring in the engineers or the people that have designed some of this equipment, and you get to talk to them. And that's one of the cool things about being there, is you really get to understand where they're headed with the equipment, what they've done to improve it, that type of thing. It's just not, a salesman there. Not that salesmen aren't important, but I mean, it's, you really get to understand the build of a lot of that stuff. And so I think a lot of growers lean into that and feel that that's important, the ones that do attend.
Register now at CommodityClassic.com for the 2026 event, February 25th through 27th. Rates will go up January 14th. I'm Andy Eubank.
Falls are a leading cause of injury for older adults, but a program through the 4-H Extension Office is helping seniors stay on their feet and confident. The program is called A Matter of Balance, and it's designed to reduce the fear of falling while improving balance, strength, and mobility.
We're hoping to strengthen their physical abilities to balance better, strengthen some maybe lower body weakness that they might have.
That's Kelsey Jo Muller, Human Development and Family Science Extension Specialist, who says they not only focus on the physical aspect of falling, but the mental as well.
We also do a lot of discussion around the fear of falling. So there's a lot of research that shows when people have maybe experienced a fall, or they know someone who has experienced a fall, then they develop this fear that they might fall or fall again. And when that happens, then folks tend to limit their activity even more.
Local extension educators say the program has helped many seniors regain independence and continue doing the activities they enjoy. Find out more about this program on the latest Your Health podcast at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Now on the Hat Podcast, Ryan Martin's Indiana Farm Forecast, brought to you by the Indiana Ag Nutrient Alliance.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Boy, what a difference a few hours make. We had beautiful weather. Well, I think it was beautiful yesterday. Temperatures 50s to 60s, way above normal for this time of year. Yeah, we had a little rain, but, you know, given the complaints about moisture that we saw going through the fall, I don't think anybody was too broken up over the rain that we were seeing yesterday. Mother Nature pulling the rug out, though. Strong frontal boundary coming through overnight last night, and that resets the whole playing board for this week. Significantly colder with Arctic air coming down and taking control. Here for the balance of your Monday, we see strong north and northwest winds coming across the Great Lakes. That's going to put lake effect cloud cover in over a large part of the state. Maybe we see better sunshine potential far south in southern Indiana, but I think lake effect snow with these strong winds, we could see lake effect flurries all the way down into central Indiana. Now, will it stick or cause a problem? No, but we can see a coating to an inch or two of snow in northern tier counties with the bigger snow potential for lake effect in Michigan. The story is, though, for the rest of the week, cold air stays. Weak high pressure tries to take control on Tuesday, but with north and northwest winds still holding, I think we have to see lake effect cloud cover in play, especially late Tuesday afternoon and evening. Maybe some lake effect snow overnight Tuesday night. And then even Wednesday, New Year's Eve, we see a reinforcing shot of cold Canadian air coming down with northwest flow across the Great Lakes. And there may even be a minor clipper kind of embedded in that as well that gives us a good chance of cloud cover and some on-again, off-again light snow action through New Year's Eve and into early New Year's morning. Right now, I'm going to say maybe an outside chance of accumulation from I-70 northward. We'll kind of zero in on that in the next day or two. Still, though, that means cold air is in play all the way through the first full weekend of 2026. We see temperatures moderate ever so slightly overnight Sunday night into early Monday morning, enough to maybe throw a little bit of rain in from central Michigan down into central Indiana. That's gone quickly, and cold air comes right back in behind for next Monday afternoon through Tuesday the 6th and all the way through next week. As a matter of fact, a reinforcing shot of cold Canadian air dives in the last part of next week, and we could see temperatures toward next Friday that rival what we saw a few weeks ago when that Arctic deep freeze was here. So Mother Nature definitely playing the old roller coaster game, although I don't think we have any hills up in the near future. A lot of bunny hills to the downside that add up to a likely chilly mid-January. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
While snow may cover Indiana's soil and water, Hoosier farmers know the great treasure that lies out of sight. As we move through the holidays, know that the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance values you as an integral part of Indiana agriculture. However you contribute to viable farms, healthy soil, and clean water, IANA and its partners stand ready to help in 2026 as you manage expensive nutrients successfully and plan for next season. Show your support for Indiana FFA by attending the Blue and Gold Gala. It's Saturday, February 28th at the Barn at Bay Horse Inn in Greenwood. The evening begins with a cocktail reception and silent auction at 5, dinner at 6, and a live auction to cap off the night. All proceeds benefit Indiana FFA. Join us as we support ag education and career development for Indiana's next generation of ag leaders. For more information and to reserve your seats, visit INFFA.org.
A minor sell-off in another light day of trade. Full session on Friday. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Friday, day after Christmas market review. I'm Andy Eubank, and I'll have the final numbers coming up. First, commentary. I grabbed that in the middle of the trading session from Brian Basting of Advanced Trading. Markets were pretty solid on Wednesday, Christmas Eve, a short session going into the Christmas Day break. And Brian, as we get back to trade, whisper quiet on Friday. That is not much of a surprise.
Not much of a surprise at all. Thanks for having me, Andy. As we wrap up the year here, the volume is light. And I think we'll continue to see that the last two or three days here of December, trading days. And the markets are just kind of consolidating and kind of getting arms around the South American situation. And I do think we'll continue to see quiet activity as we move into those final few days of December. And we look ahead to the January reports from USDA.
Was there anything at play when we saw that Wednesday rally, which was a bit of a surprise, but it's always a possibility in that light volume?
Just such a tremendous steep decline, for example, Andy, in the bean market since just prior to Thanksgiving. I think we just saw some short covering on Wednesday. People, if you will, took some money off the table ahead of the Christmas holiday. And it just was enough to give us a mini boost, but it's kind of a feeble rebound, if you will, when you're looking at the volume of trading, the volume of declines, I should say, we'd seen prior to that. So I wouldn't read too much into that at this point.
And as we get set for yet another partial week of trade leading into New Year's Day, volume expected to continue light, and what should we look for as any influences on the markets?
I don't ever want to approach the market too casually. And yeah, there's always surprises out there. In this case, they might be more geopolitically linked as you wrap up the calendar year. For example, any developments in the Black Sea region, have a peace agreement, we all hope that is eventually reached, but that would be something that would be a wild card. So I just encourage everyone to at least stay engaged with the markets. But having said that, the conditions in Brazil are nearly ideal for their bean crop down there. They're favorable for the Argentina crop, albeit it's still a ways to go before we get into extreme pollination and we get into pod set and pod fill for the beans, probably more so in January there. Regardless, though, it's hard to build a case for weather rally, but market will watch the weather still in South America if anything changes there, more so for Argentina at this point. We'll be watching the daily export sales wires for any changes there. If we see some buying for the end of the year here. But I think beyond that, I think there's a possibility it will be light volume. But again, I'd encourage your listeners to continue to be engaged, at least be aware of what's going on, and should an opportunity arise, be prepared for that.
And if a producer is thinking about a New Year's resolution to pay more attention to one thing as far as marketing that grain, what might it be? Obviously, it varies from one farmer to the next, but in general, what might that be?
I think it would be twofold. I would say briefly, just remember that price is unpredictable. We did have a high this year, for example, in corn prices back in mid-February. That's not typical for the corn market. And so price is unpredictable, and no one knows what the high is going to be or when the high will be made. And the same can be said about a low. The second point I'd make is you need to have a plan and stick to it, regardless of if the market is volatile or flat. We saw a bean market that was extremely flat, for example, for months as the trade battle played out this spring and summer. But the bean market eventually offered an opportunity. But that was a very fleeting opportunity, about 30 days from mid-October to mid-November. So it required discipline to take advantage of that. So have a plan, stick to it, and remember that price is unpredictable.
Brian Basting of Advanced Trading. Brian, thanks for all the help throughout 2025. Hope 26 is a good one for you. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Andy. I always enjoy visiting with you folks and look forward to continuing that relationship here in 2026. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you and all your listeners a very happy and prosperous New Year.
Brian Basting, Advanced Trading. We appreciate his commentary. If you'd like to check chat things over with him. The number is 309-664-2314. Final numbers now from Friday trade, down just a penny on the March corn, 450 even. May, 458 and a quarter, down three quarters. July down a quarter at 464 and a quarter, up just a little in September and December corn. 4.5 lower January beans, 1058 and three quarters. March, 1072 and a half, down four. May loses 3 1/4, dipping to 1084 and a quarter. And March wheat, 519, that was down 2 3/4. The meat markets were mixed. February live cattle, 229.65, up $1.10. And February lean hogs, 84.52, 52 cents lower. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.